a birdland. Kiss me sweet and whisper low. Then we'll go flying high in birdland, up above in the sky, you and I.
Stop. mumps. The plan of the house, the body in bed, and the car that got stuck. It's the mud, afloat, adrift, a flight, a wing, a cock, a quail, the promise of spring, and the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the promise of life, it's the joy in your heart. A sting, a pain, a snail, a riddle, a wasp, a stain, a snake, a stick, it is Joe, a fish, a flash, a silvery glow, and the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the promise of life in your heart, a stick, a stone, the end of the load, the rest of the stump.
Oh, I'm thinking about the devil calls. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to WMFO. Yeah.
You're listening to 91.5 Rockin' WMFO.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll station. Freeform. You know, you want it, we got it. It's 4:17 on this beautiful Friday afternoon. I am DJ Time Cop.
I'm Airbud. And we are Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, today we're
filling in for Mark.
For Mark today.
He got to meet David Patterson this week.
Really?
Yeah, right now.
The Maximum Overdrive author?
Yeah.
Or that's James Patterson.
No, his brother. David Patterson, yeah.
Wow.
Wait. Yeah.
Mark.
So they're doing that this week. Nice. So we're here at the show. We played two songs because we got here a little late.
Yeah, we got here a little late.
But we played Waters of March by Art Garfunkel, which might be a cover. I don't know. Really cool song.
Yeah.
It's off an album, Breakaway, my second favorite album titled Breakaway. Yeah. And then The Double Cross by David Ruffin.
Yeah. And that song, I'm gonna give a retroactive shout out for that song to my friend Jordan, who Airbud played a show with last night.
In this very building.
Just maybe 20 feet below us.
Yeah.
Right now.
The Battle of the Bands.
Yeah.
Shout out to Serena.
Shout out to Serena as well. Yeah,
the
Serena
winner.
Did a great job.
Yeah.
A nine piece. All femme band out of Tufts.
Catch them at Tufts Tonia's days,
yeah.
Making waves in the band scene. Very happy about
really
that.
Well. So yeah, we got some music, got some variety. We might have a
stand-up comedian.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen.
One of us pretending to be a stand-up comedian.
Only way you're going to find out is if you keep tuned in until 5 o'clock.
Or at least another minute and 5 or 6 seconds.
Yeah. So... do we have any? Do you want to maybe play another?
Yeah,
song?
You had a song, and then I'll play a song, and then talk some more, and then we'll play some more songs, and then maybe talk some
what
more.
Was the song that I had picked?
It was Paper, Jerry.
Oh yeah, this is Reprogram Ourselves
by
Jerry Paper. And I think it asks a very important question: Can we reprogram ourselves for love? Is it real?
Call us. Let us know.
Yeah, call us and if you think it's real.
Can we reprogram ourselves? I
DJ Tom Cop.
Yeah, what's up, Airbud?
Would you say that you have confidence?
I would say that I do have confidence.
You know who else has confidence?
Who?
Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music. Shout out to Grace, who showed me this song this past weekend and then performed it.
Is this a performance by Grace?
No, it's by Julie Andrews.
By Julie Andrews.
Of I Have Confidence what? From The Sound of Music.
Low-key,
best song on the album. On the album.
What will this day be like? I wonder. What will my future be? I wonder. It could be so exciting to be out in the world, to be free. My heart should be wildly rejoicing. Oh, what's the matter with me? I've always longed for adventure, to do the things I've never did. Now here I'm pacing adventure. Then why am I so scared? A captain with 7 children. What's so fearsome about that? Oh, I must stop these doubts, all these worries. If I don't, I just know I'll turn back. I must dream of the things I am seeking. I am seeking the courage I lack. The courage to serve them with reliance. Face my mistakes without defiance. Show them I'm worthy, and while I show them, show me. So let them bring on all their problems. I'll do better than my best. I have confidence they'll put me to the test, but I'll make them see I have confidence in me. Somehow I will impress them. I will be firm but kind, and all those children, heaven bless them, they will look up to me and mind me. With each step I am more certain everything will turn out fine. I have confidence the world can all be mine. They'll have to agree I have confidence in me. I have confidence in sunshine. I have confidence in rain. That spring will come again. Besides which, you see, I have confidence in me. Strength doesn't lie in numbers. Strength doesn't lie in wealth. Strength lies in nights of peaceful slumbers. When you wake up, wake up! It tells me all I trust I leave my heart to. All I trust becomes my own. I have confidence in confidence alone. I have confidence in confidence alone. Besides which, you see, I have confidence in me.
I saw
So that was a Julie Andrews track from the hit album Sound of Music, which I believe is on the Voyager record.
Yeah, and there's a there's kind of a song, an album, a musical built around the album.
Yeah.
But the album definitely was what came first.
Some say it's the first rock opera.
And then in a smooth transition, yeah, right up to the next song, On the Marble by Red Sea.
Yeah.
If you're listening, the past two songs is like a good representation of myself and DJ Time Cop trying to play both of our music back to back in the studio. It's just like, sometimes it's like, whoa, I didn't expect to hear, excuse me.
Sorry.
What was that?
Oh, sorry. I was on a conference call. Whoops. I'm on hold with customer service with an unnamed airline. I'm not going to give them the I'm not going to give them the benefit.
We're not paying for that
name on air.
Yeah.
But I'm on the phone with I've been on customer service with this particular airline.
Can you give us a hint?
It's a Greek letter. enjoy Coke. Enjoy Coca-Cola.
Wait, I cannot think of a Greek letter that's named an airline. Oh well.
I guess
I won't give them the
change. We'll have to change the subject. The scientific thing for change. Don't say it.
I was close. All right. I'll just play another song.
Yeah.
This is Adult Mom. I Make Boys Cry. True facts, because they made me cry.
I make boys cry in parking lots outside of restaurants. But boys make me cry too when they tell me I love you, I love you, I love you. How many times will I be the one to enlighten? And never get anything, never get anything. I make boys. Shit that your love for me scared you so much. But I love you, I love you, I love you is not enough. When the sounds come together so close to my face, it's no wonder we wonder what's taking place. Oh, I feel like an animal in the night. Play it right, play it right. Devotion, I would be more than a small human with her head pressed against your mouth in motion. Play right.
find for me someone strong and sweet, fitting on my knee. She can keep her job if she gets it wrong. Ah, but Mr. Mox, I won't need her long. All I need is help for a little while. We can take dictation and learn to smile. And a temporary secretary is what I need for to do the job. I need a diplomat, but I don't need a girl like that. She can be a neurosurgeon if she's doing nothing urgent. What I need's a temporary secretary.
Deeply apologize for subjecting you to that song without asking, because that's the way the radio works.
Yeah.
Thanks for sitting along.
For chugging along with that.
And believe it or not, DJ Time Cop wanted to play a Frank Zappa song after that one, but we
nixed that
because we want to keep some of you listening. Yeah. So I guess we'll follow that up with some easy listening, something a lot of people like. I played it last week on the show.
Oh my.
But I love the song.
What's the song?
Can you guess? I'll give you a hint.
Yeah, give me a hint.
The title is the name of a famous museum.
The Smithsonian.
Yes, this is the
museum.
This is the Smithsonian. This is the Boston Museum of Science by Lord. No, it's called the Louvre.
The Louvre.
Well, summer slipped us underneath her tongue. Our days and nights are perfumed with obsession. Half of my wardrobe is on your bedroom floor. Use our eyes, throw our hands overboard. I am your sweetheart, psychopathic crush. Drink up your movements, still I can't get enough. I overthink your punctuation use. Not my fault, just a thing that my mind do. Arise at the beginning, I get caught up just for a minute. But lover, you're the one to blame. All that you're doing, can you hear the violence? Make a phone to my chest. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. you come through, blow all my friendships to sit in hell with you. But we're the greatest, they'll hang us in the Louvre, down the back, but who cares, still the Louvre. Okay, I know that you are not my type, still I fall. I'm just a sucker, let you fill her mind, but what about love? Nothing wrong with it, supernatural.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air with WMFO.
Hello.
Hi.
I have a request.
Oh, a request. Great.
The request is DJ Bad Boy.
DJ Bad Boy.
May I ask who's calling?
This is DJ Bad Boy himself.
This is DJ Bad Boy.
This is self-promotion here.
I see what you're getting at. Wait,
you know
who?
What? I admire your gusto. And
I'm wondering who DJ Bad Boy is by. Who's the artist? Or is that the artist?
Or DJ Bad Boy?
I want a DJ Bad Boy Friday night.
Friday night.
Is that?
That's not on Spotify, DJ Bad Boy.
Is it?
Where's your music?
Or is it clean?
You play your music off of Spotify?
No, what? No, we have the most extensive record collection in the Eastern Seaboard.
It's called Friday Night.
Well, you don't have DJ Bad Boy on vinyl, apparently.
Evidently. Wait, so...
So you're sure this song is clean, DJ
is
Bad Boy?
Song clean?
We're a family show.
Not sure.
You're not sure?
I definitely don't think so.
Okay.
Never mind.
Why don't we just play the first 10 seconds of it?
That's just my dream.
Okay, here's the first 10 seconds. You can stay on the line if you like.
Oh, perfect.
For an in-depth discussion and questionnaire afterwards.
DJ fucking Bad Boy.
All right.
Hey.
Come on, DJ Bad Boy.
DJ Bad Boy.
Trying to get us in trouble here? 7 seconds into the song? My goodness gracious. We apologize to all of our listeners.
It was wonderful to talk to you, DJ Bad Boy. Goodbye.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling. This is Perfect Balance by Load Card.
And it's clean. Thank you very much.
Hey, yo. Got
Hello.
Caller.
We have a caller.
Is this DJ Bad Boy again?
This is not DJ Bad Boy. I don't know who that is.
Oh, sorry. We've
been attacked by a caller in the past. Just a screening process. No worries.
Yeah. It's like our capture.
No, not DJ Bad Boy. I'm just calling because I was wondering if I could get your opinion on my snack of choice for the moment.
Yeah, what do you got going on?
What are your options there?
I'm going to give you some options, and you can just talk me through them.
That'd be great.
Our pleasure.
Okay, so I've got Doritos, nacho cheese, and Cool Ranch.
Ooh, options.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
I've got Lay's sour cream and onion.
Okay, solid choice.
I've got a rolled gold Tiny Twist original pretzels.
There's not the honey wheat. Name.
Standard option.
Not the honey wheat.
Not the honey wheat.
Okay,
that changes.
Smart Food white cheddar.
Okay, sure.
Do they make smart food that's just like not cheddared? I know they have a kettle corn, but I don't think they make it like a standard. So white cheddar is the way to go, you know?
Yeah,
definitely.
And then I've got Cheetos Crunchy and Cheetos Puff.
Wow.
And then to round out the eighth option, I've got Sun Chips Harvest Cheddar.
Okay.
Not my favorite.
I'm gonna
go ahead and cancel Sun Chips Harvest Cheddar right now.
I would agree with that. I would also cancel the Lay's. I personally think Lay's are like if you took a Pringle and you cut it, if you like shaved it in half. It's like if you take like two plaid toilet paper and you separate the plaids.
Wow.
It's like if you were to do that to a Pringle, you would have a Lay.
Harsh critique of Lay here.
Yeah, I'm coming for you, Lay's.
Even sour cream and onion?
Even sour cream and onion.
Wow. Okay, so Sun Chips is out, Lay's is out. That leaves us with six options. You sound like you're in the mood for some fun times. Could I say that correctly?
Ooh, I'm in the mood for some fun times.
Okay, well, if you want to have fun, I'm going to cancel rolled gold pretzels.
Yeah, rolled gold.
Those aren't fun. Yeah. Those aren't fun.
Yeah.
They're just like a standard trying to get some pretzels option.
Yeah.
What's your next cut? Here's the list.
Should I go over the options again?
I would say I'm gonna give my top three choices, and I want you to let me know what you think about my three, like my final three for you.
Sure.
So, either of the Doritos or the Cheetos, crunchy, not puffs.
So we have Cool Ranch,
Nacho cheese, and original
crunchy
Cheetos. Yeah, those are my.
What do you think of those?
Of those,
caller,
you should pick one, but that's just me.
Caller thinks I'm into those.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of my favorites, and I think they're also fun. DJ Andrew Tegler, do you have any more notes?
How did you know my name?
How did you get this number?
Well, so, from your voice, I can tell that you're a big hot Cheeto fan, and I'm not sure if like eating regular Cheetos is going to do it for you this time. How do you feel about that? Do you agree?
I would say that I could go for a Cheetos right now, but I think that we all know I'm leaning towards Doritos Nacho Cheese.
Yeah. Doritos Nacho Cheese.
Just stop me if this sounds terrible and disgusting, but you know, if you were to take the Cheetos, open the bag up, you have a spice kit, don't you? Like throw some cayenne pepper in there, make your own.
That sounds crazy. I'm going to stop you right there.
Stop me right there. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to offer you a counter solution.
Okay.
Nacho cheese Dorito nachos. You got some shredded cheese. What do you think? No?
That's weird.
We used to do this thing at
cheese product
Girl
and cheese,
Scout.
Never the twain shall meet.
Yes?
No, we used to do this thing at Girl Scout camp when we were young called nachos in a bag. And you would open up like your go-to chip bag, like Doritos or something like Fritos or just like a regular tortilla chip.
Uh-huh.
And then you would add all the nacho things into there and like shake it up and just like eat it out of the bag. And so that was like, nacho cheese Doritos, but like you added like some shredded cheese and some like tomatoes and like whatever you're feeling.
Interesting.
I feel like if you were to do that, you should do the Cool Ranch, because feel like cheese powder and actual cheese,
as opposed to ranch powder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I also just want to talk about one more thing before we get off the air. I've decided I'm going to go with nacho cheese.
That's what we thought.
Your listeners would find it interesting to know that right now I'm looking at a box of 32 individual packs, and those are the 8 flavors.
Well, excuse me, caller. There's 31 in that box. There's not 32.
Okay, so the box originally had 32, and the 8 flavors aren't broken down 4, 4, 4, 4.
Whoa.
their different numbers. And the most prevalent, can we all take guesses on what the most, the highest number is of what thing?
The most prevalent chip in the 32 chip bag?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would guess they would throw in the worst one the most times.
It's going to be the latest.
No. Smart food.
Smart? Is the, what? Wait, what's the smart food?
White cheddar.
Oh, the popcorn?
Yeah.
Okay. I think of either the popcorn or the chips, or the Lay's chips.
Okay, I'm going to count it. I'm going to let you know the flavors now in order of least to greatest, so we can do a little countdown.
Yeah. Great.
There are three of a variety of flavors. There are three Lay's sour cream and onion.
Ooh.
Wrong.
Wrong.
There are three smart food.
No!
Wrong. There are three rolled golds, and there are three sun chips.
Whoa, those are all the worst ones.
I think that they really care about their
good
customers.
Job, Lay's.
Yeah, thank you, Lay's. You make a terrible chip, but a great snack pack.
They have four Cheeto Puffs.
Okay.
They've got five Cheetos Crunchies.
Okay.
And five Doritos Cool Ranch.
How many nacho?
Most prevalent, Doritos Nacho Cheese with six.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
That is like directly in order of how tasty they are.
Those are the tears.
Yeah. Those are that's amazing. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us this information. It's given us all something to think about.
Of course. Thank you for having a fun time with me today.
Yeah.
All right. Call again sometime soon.
Okay.
Bye now.
We can't really call you.
Okay. From one fun times mix to another, we have time for about one more song, and then we'll come back and say goodbye to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
No worries. This is... Did you ask for this song? It's Black Marble. It's called On My Head.
No, I did not.
No?
This is
not one of yours. This was just in my queue.
The marble, there's...
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I'm going to play a real song while we listen to this weird one.
Yeah, this is some good background music. And once again, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO. This is Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo. Song was
what was it, Noah? What was the song?
I can't read that.
It was called Bitter with the Sweet. It was by Carole King.
Beautiful tune.
And that's the end of our show. Stay tuned for the next show. It's technically normally about video games, but this time it won't be because we have some trainees in the studio coming to you with their first show ever. Stay tuned. That should be really fun.
Yeah.
But we have been Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo. Yeah. I'm Airbud.
I'm DJ Time Cop, and hopefully next week Mr. Ruffalo will finally show up.
Probably not, slot. Though.
Probably, yeah.
We'll see you here.
Went to my doctor yesterday. Said I seem to be okay. She said, Paul, you better look around. Yeah.